closely for a few minutes about who you really are, what your potentials are, and how to function in your potentials. It's a wonderful word if you can hear it this morning. It's very clear. We'll continue to celebrate Christ's birth this morning. You cannot celebrate it in one day. Christ's birth is not a commercial to us. It's a connection. Christ's birth is not a commercial to us. It's a communion. And so, Father, open our ears, open our eyes, open our understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. From the groundwork of Christ's birth, it's a supernatural birth called for a supernatural celebration. You cannot celebrate Christ if you're not a Christian. And as Christians, we cannot let the world dictate to us when we're going to celebrate it. Because for the believer, if you're going to call it Christmas, it's 365 days a year. Because the supernatural birth of Christ, something humming, Montreal. The supernatural birth of Christ is the same supernatural birth you have. Open your Bibles to Luke chapter 1. The supernatural birth of Christ, he didn't come here in a regular way. It wasn't normal the way Christ was born. It was a divine birth. Yes, sir. And once you recognize, let's be very close, that you have the same birth that Christ had. Once you recognize that as a Christian, you were born just like Jesus. Yes. Yes. Yeah, they get in there, Larry? I don't know. So, being born like Jesus, you have I am potentials. I want you to write in your notes and think about it as you write it. I am a sign and a wonder. Whenever I need a sign, I am a sign. Whenever I need a miracle, I am a miracle. The miracle is in me. The supernatural realm is not a place I go visit. Once I understand the new birth and that I'm a child of God, I live in the supernatural. I don't know if this is a word or not, but you have to recognize I am a spiritual birther. From my supernatural birth, I can birth things supernatural. Let me just read the Bible to you, because you read the Bible to you. In Luke chapter 1. Just read these. I'm going to read these verses. It's not the text, but I'm going to read these verses to give us a general concept of the revelation of you being supernatural. And you are, let me say that to you another way. Now you're going to have the Holy Spirit going to help you. Because you're born again, listen very carefully. You are the word that has become flesh. How can you say that? Jesus, the Son of God, was born on an initial Christmas day, right? Huh? I don't know whether you were born on Thursday or Friday, but you, the Son of God, was born on the day you were born. In the same class. Same family, same daddy. Same rights. I have the same rights of Christ. I have the same rights of Jesus. And you're not going to get that being a church mouth. You got to recognize who you are. So I want to read. I read from Matthew. I want to read from Luke, description of the birth in verse 26, Luke 1, 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Where will you say of that? Well, God sent his spirit to you wherever you are. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was what?
Mary.
Not Jesus, but Mary. Her name is not Jesus, her name Mary. Verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art. Look at me. Guess who else is highly favored? If you highly favored, why you keep selling for less? The only thing it's telling me that you don't know you're highly favored. May I ask you to do something?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you to develop the consciousness that you are highly favored.
Wow.
I need you to get that in your consciousness. I need you to be aware. You see, because what you have is what you're going to get. If you don't have the consciousness of being highly favor, you're going to sell it for any kind of old favor. But from this day forward, I want you to realize, recognize, and receive the fact that just the same high favor that was brought to Mary when you were born again was brought to you. Surrounding and people has to favor you if you know it. If you don't know it, if you're not carrying favor in your mind, in your thoughts, in your imagination, in your emotion, in your will, in your desire, you got to carry it. When Brother Roberts was living great healing ministry, he used this expression. something. What you expect when you wake up in the morning? Lord, I don't know what's going to happen. It's just a rough day. Expect to be highly favored. Tell the person next to you. Then tell them, shut up. Don't say nothing else. Don't say nothing else. I don't need. Shut up. You ain't told them shut up. Shut up. Yeah, you messed the favor up. You're going to mess the favor up. Don't run your mouth. He said, I highly favor the Lord is with thee. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thou highly favored. What did he say next? The Lord is with thee. So you tell me I'm highly favored and the Lord with me? See it? What am I doing? I'm comparing Jesus' birth to your birth. Now, theologian won't do this. You know, Jesus is in a class by himself. No, you're not. That's why his name is Emmanuel. He became one of us. So one of us can become him. So every time you see me, you're seeing Jesus. Yeah. Now, I see it sounds sacrilegious, but I'm talking about all of us. Yeah. All of God's children. Yeah. You, his offspring. Yeah. He's in you. Yeah. Now, I don't get off bus right here, but I'm going to tell you right now, whether you know or not, you got the same power that Jesus had. You got the same power that the Holy Ghost had. I'm highly favored. And the Lord is with me. All right, I got to hurry. And look what it said next. I want you to know he ain't just talking to Mary up in here. The whole body of Christ is in this salutation. Yep. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Oh, my God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. I'll tell him, Lord. You listening? Yeah. Faith is a conceiver. Wow. That's every time your faith take a hold of something, is Jesus being born again. Your faith continues with the virgin birth. Wow. Yeah. Come on. I'm going to come back down a little line, y'all. I'm going to come back down here, y'all. Your faith can make happen what's never happened to you before. Because your faith is the same power that brought Jesus into the world. Jesus placed himself in your faith. So when your faith is in operation, it's Jesus in operation. right, let me run. Behold, I shall conceive in the womb and bring forth a son. I'm in verse 31. She called his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Now, here's where we come in a new birth. Watch what happened here. And then I'm going to tell you about 7 or 8 things that I want you to cleave to, revelation from God for you this morning. I want you, verse 34. Have anybody ever been there? Look at verse 34, and I want you to hear the concept of it, and I want to know, have you ever been there? I just can't get pregnant with this. See, it's a pregnancy. Have to take place to convert you from the natural to the supernatural. You have to be ready and willing for things to happen outside of the ordinary.
But, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No doubt.
Faith does not work in the ordinary. Prayer does not work in the ordinary. Come here. Turn it over.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's see. Listen to me. You listening? Faith does not work in what can happen. Faith only works in things it has to make happen. So what if it does not look like it's going to happen? Go back to the voice. I'm trying to get somewhere, but I can't get past it. Then said Mary, come on, read verse 34. Underline, how shall this be? I want you to use this the rest of your life. How should this be? How shall this be? Because we got to get beyond that. How this going to happen? I don't see no way. Good. Now it's time to turn the supernatural on. Turn that natural channel off and turn the supernatural channel on. As long as you're on that natural channel, you're not going to see how this can be. I receive. Are you following me? Huh?
Yes, sir.
How many been there? How many been on the wrong channel?
Amen.
Then said Mary unto the angel, how should it be, seeing I know not a man? You don't need no man.
Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad.
When you got God, you don't need no man. God is your man. I'm about to make something happen for you you never thought could happen. And I'm not going to take the regular route, thank God. I'm not going to do it the regular way, thank God. Man. And the angel, verse 35. And the angel answered. Thank God. And said unto her, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. How many of y'all got the Holy Ghost? How many of y'all got the Holy Ghost living in you? All right. That's part of that supernatural birth. That the Holy Ghost live in you. So here you say it. And the angel said to her, Mary, you don't have to do this.
Come on,
the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Come on.
Yep.
And what else?
And the power of the high shall overshadow.
Therefore what? Listen, I'm hearing this. Your faith is in partnership with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is in partnership with your faith. So the same thing happened here can happen there. How many see it? Come on, I need you to get out your religious skiff and get in your Holy Ghost yacht. Because bigger things are about to happen in your life. Because you're not only a church member, but this morning you become a vision member. I receive. Turn it over. Because this, see, that's just, as man, right here, no limit. Thank you. Got it? So I want you to fold your money in your purse like this, on this side. Amen. A revelation was given to me about 4 or 5 years ago. It's going to cause more money to come to you. Now, to address the combination or the connection between Christ's birth, the way he was born, and the way you were born, not physically now, spiritually, when you became a Christian, I want to go to the 37th verse. Well, let's go back to 35th verse. And Andy Anderson says to her, the Holy Ghost shall come on thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore, that also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. This is the 6th month with her, who was called barren. All barrenness in every aspect of your life. Leave your property today. Everything that wasn't working for you will start working right now. Out of your supernatural birth. Dog, man. Everywhere you were barren, everywhere that has not been producing in your life, today, production began. Your pregnancy come today in every area of your life because you born just like Jesus was born. Lord, I got some things I got to get to. Who were called barren? Underline that. Yeah. God, Doug, you ain't calling me barren no more. I'm pregnant with everything I need. I'm pregnant with everything I want. I'm pregnant with all my dreams right now. Oh, y'all don't want it? Y'all don't want it? I'll take it back to the house. Don't you let nobody else get your stuff. Tonight, somebody, I'm a Christian. No, stand up. You're hearing a word, a live word this morning. There's no more barrenness in my life. I'm pregnant with freedom. Watch it now. Watch. Let me read it. Read it. All I got to do is read it. So now, all I got to do is read it. Verse 37. Verse 37. Now it make more real to you. See, you can't read this unsupernatural. Verse 37, you can't read it with unsupernatural information. You heard that? You can't read verse 37 unsupernatural. You can't read verse 37 just saying, I'm a Christian. So what? But now you have the ability to read verse 37 from a supernatural perspective. Come on, receive. Come on, you. No, y'all ain't seen this. This is a supernatural voice that can activate my supernatural potential.
Jesus, that's good.
I don't have to do it.
Yes, sir. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Got it?
Yes. Hallelujah.
See, what the supernatural know is, I don't have to do it.
That's right.
Amen. I can't do it. Come on now.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to lose y'all right now, what I'm about to say. I saw it in the spirit just now. But I'm going to lose you. For with me, nothing shall be impossible. You didn't see it. You didn't see it. You saw it? For with me. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. From this day forward, for with me, nothing shall be impossible. Because I have the same nature. The same nature that the man Jesus took, Leroy took. No, y'all didn't see it. I want everybody in here who's taking notes, write this down, for with me, nothing shall be impossible. Write it down so you can see and put a big asterisk by it. For with me. And when you go to tripping, go back and read your notes.
Yes, sir.
You go to tripping. I don't know what we're going to do now. Go back and read your notes.
Yes, sir.
For with me, nothing shall be impossible.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's a mighty word, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You ain't never wrote it like that before. You ain't never had it like that before. Jesus Christ. Look at verse 38 now. And Mary said, shoot, I want this. How many of y'all want it? How many of y'all going to take it today? Here's how she took it. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And she said, she got it. I'm gone. She got it. She've come to the point. Be it unto me according to thy word. All right, now one more verse I want to read. One or two more verses. And then I'm going to give you something. In Mary's visitation to Elizabeth, look what happened in verse 45, Luke 1. Read verse 45 with me. Is she that believed? Up, ho, ho! Ho, 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 ho! How many believers we got in this house? Huh? Hold your hand up. What you believing for right now? Put this on it right now. Put this on it. I said, put this on it. I said, put this on it. You heard me, young man? Put this on it. Put this voice on it. Put this verse on it. What you believing for right now? Blessed is she that believe what? Now there's a verse I got to take you to make this more effective in your life. Go to Romans chapter 4, verse 21. 20 and 21. Romans chapter 4. He staggered. I'm through staggering. In my life, I'm through staggering. I got a hold of something this morning that stopped all the staggering in my life. I'm through worrying. I'm through having anxiety. I'm through having stress. I'm through staggering. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was what? Doing what? Look at the next verse. And let me tell you what. Let me tell you what's going on here. A birth. In this text is a birth. In this text is a supernatural birth, like Jesus' birth. The woman 100, the man over 100. But they had a word from God. And becoming fully persuaded. And enough of y'all saw that. And enough of y'all answered me when I say that. And becoming fully persuaded. And enough of y'all answered me that. And look what you're saying. Look what you're saying. Look what you're saying. What you said? Being.
Right now.
You are called to be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Come on, sir.
You be what the words say. You that already. It's in your being. Say it's in my being.
It's in my being.
Every blessing.
Every blessing.
Every promise.
Every promise.
Is built in.
Is built in.
My being.
My being.
Does not only cause you to believe it. Faith calls you to be it. God dog it, that's good preaching there. Yeah, see. Believing turn into be.
Come on.
I have it now. I have my healing now. I don't care what my body said. It's lying to me. I have my healing now. I'm going to live a long, satisfied life. I don't care what the symptoms say. I have it now. I have it in my being, not in my body. It's in my being. My being going to bring it in my body. I need you to be ready. Last 5 or 10 minutes. I don't know how long I've been ministering. I took the clock. I took the clock off, man. You don't have no clock on no apostle. Amen. But I ain't letting you put none on me. And you know, it'll be a little scarce in here for a few months because people don't like change. You know, the parking lot'll be a little scarce for a while. I've seen this before. Y'all just keep coming. Don't worry about the seat next to you and all that. I've been there before, because I'm not going to be like people want me to be. I'm going to be like God want me to be. Look how much we have accomplished here this morning. The Indians free. Black folks free. White folks free. Everybody free. My money free. Look how much we've accomplished here. I'm kind of glad they're not here. We might not be able to accomplish all this with them yet. If they don't believe. Look what you have learned. That the birth of Jesus and your birth are synonymous. Sam God, Sam Holy Ghost, Sam privileges, Sam promises, Sam power. Man, this ain't no church stuff here now. I mean, you're going forward in the citizen that's kingdom of God in the larger body of the body of Christ, not just a little local place here in Darrow. The church of the living God. Oh, my, my. I'm fully persuaded. And being fully persuaded. That means because look like something not going to happen. See, I'm being. I'm not coming out. Being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. This woman over 100 years old, the man over 100 years old, and they had a baby. Now, what's normal about that? Something happened, didn't it? What do you think the news media was doing that? Huh? What do you think Joseph went through? Yeah, this woman pregnant, they ain't had no sex, they ain't married, and yeah, she told me she pregnant. The Lord had to talk to him. All right, you ready to write some things down now? Don't go to sleep on me. The believer must learn how to live in their supernatural birth. Calling things that be not as though they were. Listen very carefully, because you're going to think you know what I'm saying, but you got to catch it. You must learn how to function in your I am image. You must learn how to function in your I am nature. Because what the word of God says yours, and you say the same thing, is yours.
Yes, sir.
That's your I am nature.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
Because of your birth connection, impossible has been removed from all your results. Anybody heard me over there? Is the mic, is it coming over there? Listen what he says now. Because of your birth connection, impossible, Luke 1:37, has been removed from all of your results.
Wow.
You got it right. Yeah, today, the Holy Ghost says, impossible is being erased out of your life. Y'all ain't excited. Y'all must be not understand what I'm saying. Anybody understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Impossibilities. Because of my birth understanding,
come on, Dad.
Has been erased out of all the results in my life. No result in my life is impossible. Y'all make me slap somebody up in here. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
It's impossible.
What?
No
I went to church and got all impossibility in one Sunday morning, yeah. Got all impossibility erased out of my results. Oh, Lazarus, come forth. I'm talking to you. I'm calling you out of the grave of impossibility. Oh, what a life. Come forth. Receive yourself a $500 check. Let me give you six things to walk in. Revelation, the first one. Resurrection is the second one. Rhythm is the third one. Reality is the fourth one. Righteousness is the fifth one. R-U-L-E is the sixth one. Rule. Revelation. I know y'all see you looking at me, Audrey. Revelation. She say it again. Revelation. Resurrection. Rhythm. I receive. Reality, righteousness, and rule. Listen to me. Listen to me. I want you to hear this. Your connection to Christ is not a December 25th connection. The worldly folks got to do that. Get me? Your connection to Christ is an eternal celebration. Your next greatest day may be on a Monday because you celebrate him every day. I can't really tell you my best day had been in a great camp meeting or something. I can't really tell you because all my days are best. I mean, I don't know when I was closer to God, in a camp meeting or in the restroom. Come on now. Because I celebrate him 24 hours a day.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I hear you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Christ's birth and your birth were both carried out by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
That's good, Pastor.
Something like you and me couldn't become what we are if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost. Think about what it took to change you.
You're right.
It had to be something supernatural. I know for me, oh, Jesus. And I know I'm not by myself in here. Leroy lived a pretty decent life because I was on his head from birth because I knew the truth. He lived a pretty decent life, but I know he did a few things too. We all calm and nice, you know, but I know. But I wasn't calm and nice. I had a turbo brother who trained me. And it wasn't him. It wasn't Roy. Because Roy was the nice one of the family. But I got another brother and another brother. They trained me the ropes. He said, whenever somebody look like you're in an argument, don't talk. Swing. The man who get the first lick who win the fight. Let me close here. That's no. You are now the Word operating in the flesh. And the Word became flesh. Was not only talking about Jesus. It was talking about you and I. Say it. I am the Word operating in the flesh. Look at the Word. Look at John 6:63 quickly. I am the Word operating in the flesh. It is the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh, profiteth nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And I got to get y'all to stop watching one enemy. Mm-hmm. Y'all been watching one enemy. I'll give you two or three more things in my clothes, man. I got to get y'all to stop. If you got to go to the bathroom, go in the bathroom. We're not through yet. All right, one. We got a bathroom all around here. Shoot. Get up and go on to the restroom. I'm just not through yet. You can't watch one thing and win. I'm going to show you three things you got to watch. The world, the flesh, nor the devil can stop you as you operate in your spiritual birth. Three of them. See, a lot of times people watching their flesh. Yeah, what about the world? A lot of times people watching the world. What about the devil? A lot of times some people, all they're watching is the devil. What about your flesh? What about the world? What about all these offers they're making to you? So you got three. The world, the flesh, and the devil. You can't be whipped up on the devil and letting the world do what it won't do with your life. All right. To keep your voice stirred up and keep your voice fresh, now the word called worship. There's real worship, there's fake worship. Herod wanted to know where he was. He said he was going to worship him, but he was going to kill him.
Come on, Dad.
Worship. Let me tell you something about your prayer life. Quickly, let me tell you something about your prayer life because this has got something to do with it. Don't go to God with your petition. Fellowship first. Then worship him. Then you're ready for your petition. But I can promise you, if you fellowship and worship, you ain't gonna have no petition. He'll answer you in the process of fellowship. He'll answer you in the process of worship. You will never get to ask for what you want to ask for. Never go to God asking for what, Lord, if you could give me this. No, don't do that. Stop, take time and fellowship with him. Tell him what a good God he is. And then say, because you're such a good God, I want to lift my hand. I want to worship you. I want to thank you. I want to give gratitude for what you already have done. Somebody yell see me?
Yes, sir.
I haven't asked him for nothing yet. I'm just glad to be in your presence. I want for a few moments to count my blessing. How good you've been to me. And I just want to say thank you, sir. You see what I'm saying? I haven't asked for nothing yet. I'm just bathing myself in his presence. Giving him the glory. Thanking him for what he already have done for me. Had they been good to you? Do you need to lift your hand right now and thank him for what he already have done? Someone said he brought me through seen and unseen danger. He watched out for me when I couldn't watch out for myself. I want to lift my hand. I didn't come to ask for nothing this morning, God, but I just come to thank you when you took care of me when I couldn't take care of myself. I want to thank you. You made a way for me out of no way. I want to
thank you
for all the mornings that you woke me up. I wasn't gone. I'm still here. I want to thank you for the seen and the unseen danger. When I was driving down the highway, that Big Mac truck got loose. But because I was on the road, you kept that truck on his side. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I have the same spirit in me that Jesus had in him. I want to thank you. I got the same power in me that Jesus had in him. I want to thank you. I walk in the same favor that Jesus walk in. And I want to testify to this church this morning. I'm highly favored. Everywhere I go, something good trying to happen to me because I'm a living child of God. I want to wave my hand. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad on that initial crystal morning, my rock, your rock, was born in a manger, headed to a cross. He started in the cradle, but in the cradle, he had his eyes on the cross. Not only did he start in the cradle, not only did he have his eye on the cross, but he had his eyes on a crown because he knew the grave couldn't hold him. I'm only passing through, yeah. This world is not my home. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm not going to be here all through eternity. I got another home. I don't only have this life you see, but I got another life on the inside of me. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I can do the same thing that Jesus did. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. The same power that Jesus had in him, I got in me. Jesus lives on the inside of me. Somebody shout. And I want you now in this anointing, I want you to tell the person next to you, tell them you out of everything that wasn't working for you. tell them. I want you to tell them something else. As the Spirit tell them, I want you to tell them something else. Tell them, child, you loaded with favor. You loaded with favor. Child, you loaded with favor. Child, you loaded with favor. Tell somebody else. Tell somebody else. You loaded with favor. Tell them, favor in you. Tell them, favor in you. Tell them, favor in you. Favor on you. Favor around you. You loaded with favor. Got favor around your car. Favor around your house. Favor around your business. favor around your family. You loaded with favor. Somebody shout, I got favor in my life.